Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about selling heavy equipment can be tedious. Be wise enough and rent it. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. All we like to work with is heavy equipment that has the latest technology installed in. Evidently, it makes the work simpler for the operator who otherwise has to go through a lot of stress to get the job done. But as time passes by, with the ever-ending changing demand of the construction industry, more technical advanced heavy equipment take over the market, thus making the old ones reluctable. So the question is, what do one does with the machines that they feel that have become obsolete, reductible? Sell it as scrap may be one option, but one of the best options other would be give it on rent, as there are always takers ready to take old construction equipment just to get their jobs done. You might also get a good price if you sell the machine, but that can be way too tedious and take a toll on you. Moreover, when the people are investing on heavy equipment, why would they buy something that they know is technically deprived and not have per the standards that current machines are built? They would rather take a loan from a financial institute and try to buy the advanced technology machines. However, they won't mind to take it on rent if they give them a good deal. You only have to reduce the rental amount and you will see people wanting to take it out on rent. If you are sure that you will not be putting the old construction equipment to any use in your company, then you can list it on heavy equipment rentals websites. Try to list it on a site that is known to the people so that their machines is viewed often. The chances are higher for someone picking it up at the earliest. All you have to do is register yourself on your website and become their member. Once you're a member, you can buy as well as sell/rent on their website. It is quite likely that you have to pay some money in order to list the item. However, that will not be exposurely enough. It should fairly fit in your budget. However, that will not be very expensive at all. So it will fit in your budget. Now, remember, you still have to talk to people out in the field. You know, if hire a salesman for these older machines and go out and rent them out. You know, pay the guy commissions when he has it rented. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. On the listing, you can mention the rental amount that you want on every month and the tender for which you would like to rent the machine. Try to put all your terms very clearly on the site. Also, try to describe the equipment to the fullest. The one who takes the machine has every right to know about the stuff, and they are going to deal with it. It is recommended that you do not hide any information, and if you know anything vital, then you should definitely disclose that on the listing. Regarding the payment, you can state your wishes of the receiving the payment, you know, check, credit card, cash, stuff like that. The ideal way is getting the money automatically credit on a given date of every month. However, if you want to receive the money through some other means, you can state that there. Again, have it all worked out before you even put it on those websites. Know what you want. Advertise it. You know, you can use the social media applications, too, for local businesses. You know, rent it out to local people. You know, you can put it on Instagram for local, and you put it on Facebook for local, you know, pull all the local contractors that would be renting. Again, if you got any questions, give us a call at 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.